Yes, over the last 2 weeks, RN's been commemorating, as you know, two significant anniversaries, 500 years since the beginning of the Reformation in Europe, 100 years this week, formally, since the start of the 1917 Russian Revolution. Now, you can go to the RN site, and on the right-hand side, you can find a link to all the material that we've made available to you about these two momentous events, and I certainly have learned a great deal. I think it's been some amazing material. To conclude Saturday Extra's coverage, here's writer and editor Jeff Sparrow on the effect the revolution had on the Australian left.
There's a famous question as to how you assess the French Revolution, to which the answer is it's too early to tell. I think that's probably the case with the Russian Revolution as well. Certainly, the politics of the Russian Revolution shaped the Australian left fundamentally throughout the 20th century, and that period is now at an end. My name is Jeff Sparrow. I'm a writer, editor, and broadcaster. So the Russian Revolution takes place in probably one of the most significant political years in Australian history. 1917, it's the year of the New South Wales general strike. It's the year in which the industrial workers of the world are banned. It's a year in which the Labour Party splits. And the news of the Russian Revolution comes to Australia just as Prime Minister Hughes, on the very same day as Prime Minister Hughes, announces a second referendum on conscription.
Why don't you join? Why don't you join? Why don't you join Billy Hughes's army?
And of course, this is in the context of the First World War.
Six bob a day and nothing to eat. Great big boots and blisters on your feet. Why don't you
Australia
join?
Is a society already grappling join? With its own internal tensions before
Billy
the news of the revolution
Hughes's
breaks.
Army.
The news of the revolution comes to Australia. Initially, it's embraced very widely across the labour movement. The revolution is hailed by the labour councils in all the big cities. Archbishop Mannix, the Catholic archbishop, says he supports the revolution. And the Australian Workers' Union, which is by far the biggest working class organisation in the country, says Lenin and Russia have brought joy and hope to a world writhing in blood, pain and misery. So it's understood by a lot of people, mostly in terms of what it means for the First World War. Australia had fought in the Dardanelles, in the Gallipoli campaign, under the terms of the Constantinople Agreement, where an Australian victory in the Dardanelles would have meant that the whole territory was handed over to the Russian Tsar. And when the revolution broke out, one of the first things that the Bolsheviks did was publish these secret treaties. So the campaign that Australians thought that they were fighting in Gallipoli for freedom was actually revealed to be a conflict that was being conducted in order to hand that territory to the most repressive regime in the entire world, and nobody had been told about it. Very few people in Australia knew very much about Russia at that time. So one of the really interesting facets of the Australian response to the Russian Revolution is this scramble for people to try and find out who were these people, what did they want, what was actually happening in Russia. Right from the start, everyone hails the revolution and then uses it as a justification for their own particular policies. The leader of Trades Hall says the Trades Hall endorses Soviet government, and when the time comes for the revolution in Australia, the Trades Hall would expect to see the Soviet system of government established in Australia. And then, as people actually understand the novelty of the Russian Revolution, all of the existing organisations go into deep crisis as they try to come to terms with these ideas that aren't a vindication of their particular policies, but actually challenge them deeply. And so you get this fundamental reshaping of the left. Through 1918 and 1919, all the different organisations of the left are kind of manoeuvring and jostling and sounding each other out about who is going to be in favour of this and who is going to be against it. And you get a right and a left opening up in most of these organisations around the question of where do you stand on the Russian Revolution. So, for instance, in the Victorian Socialist Party, the left splits away from the right and begins the process of forming a Communist Party.
Why don't you join? Why don't you join Billy Hughes's army?
Writer and editor Jeff Sparrow, and I invite you to head to the RN homepage for more on the Russian Revolution and look for the tile.